Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're exploring The Hero with a Thousand Faces, a landmark work by Joseph Campbell that has influenced not only the field of mythology, but also literature, cinema, and psychology. Published in 1948, this book unveils the universal patterns underlying the world's diverse myths, presenting the concept of the monomyth, or the hero's journey, a formula that has shaped storytelling across cultures and ages. Joseph Campbell, a distinguished professor of literature at Sarah Lawrence College, devoted his career to demystifying the world's mythologies. His extensive research culminated in this work and other influential volumes such as The Masks of God and Historical Atlas of World Mythology. Through The Hero with a Thousand Faces, Campbell offers a framework that any storyteller can apply, revealing how closely connected our narratives are, despite cultural differences. This book is a must-read for anyone fascinated by the art of storytelling. From writers and filmmakers seeking structural inspiration, to scholars and enthusiasts of myths and fables. Tune in to discover how Campbell's insights might transform your understanding of stories and their ability to transcend time and place. The Hero with a Thousand Faces: Understanding the Hero's Journey Through Psychology and Mythology. Introduction. Unveiling the Monomyth, the Universal Blueprint of Heroic Journey. Joseph Campbell's foray into the psychological depth of classic hero myths began unexpectedly during a European trip as a college student in the 1920s. What started as a casual exposure to foreign philosophies and mythologies soon transformed into a life's mission, exploring and comparing myths across continents. From Asia to America, spanning diverse cultures like African, European, Polynesian, and Native American, Campbell unearthed striking similarities in their storytelling. Each narrative, though unique in setting and characters, followed a hero's transformative journey marked by consistent stages, separation from the ordinary, trials laden with challenges, and a return wiser and empowered. Campbell coined this universal narrative arc the monomyth, also known as the archetypal hero's journey. This framework didn't just remain locked in academic circles, but became an invaluable tool for storytellers worldwide. A notable example was George Lucas, whose iconic Star Wars screenplay was heavily influenced, indeed, practically guided, by Campbell's exposition of the monomyth. This summary invites you to explore the resilient power and universal appeal of the hero's journey. By understanding the foundational stages outlined by Campbell, we uncover why this narrative structure resonates so profoundly, enduring through centuries as the backbone of compelling storytelling. Part 1: Embarking on a Transformative Quest, the Initial Phase of the Hero's Journey. In the captivating realm of mythology, we navigate a world rich with symbols and metaphors that mirror the depths of the human unconscious, much like the dream state we delve into each night. Joseph Campbell's profound insights reveal that these ancient myths stem from the same psychological roots that fuel our modern dreams, echoing the timeless symbols identified by legendary psychoanalysts like Sigmund Freud and Carl Jung. At the heart of these mythical narratives is the hero's journey, not only a path filled with external adventures, but also a profound internal quest for self-discovery and truth. The hero, as Campbell outlines, embarks on this journey equipped with inherent capabilities to overcome challenges and achieve enlightenment. The first act of this universal narrative is known as the departure, consisting of five critical steps where the hero ventures from the familiar into the unknown. The journey begins with the call to adventure, a pivotal moment that disrupts the hero's ordinary life. This call can manifest as a sudden encounter or a glimpse into a hidden realm, beckoning the hero towards something greater and often awakening a suppressed part of their inner self. It's a moment filled with excitement, yet tainted with anxiety and fear, as the hero faces the potential changes this call might bring. Following the call, the hero often experiences the refusal of the call. This step represents the hero's initial hesitation to leave behind comfort and face the uncertain. It's a natural resistance against the upheaval of their existing life and the inner demons they must confront. However, as the hero resolves to embark on their quest, they receive supernatural aid. This support usually comes from a wise mentor who provides them with knowledge, tools, or magical aids essential for facing the forthcoming challenges. This mentor not only helps in practical ways, but also symbolizes the hero's potential and the destiny that awaits them. The mentor's assistance prepares the hero for the crossing of the first threshold, where the hero officially leaves the ordinary world and crosses into a realm of extraordinary trials. Here, they often encounter a threshold guardian, a formidable foe or gatekeeper, who tests the hero's resolve and worthiness to take on the journey ahead. Finally, the hero arrives at the stage known as the belly of the whale, where they are metaphorically consumed by the darkness of the new world they've entered. This phase symbolizes a death of sorts, the dying away of the hero's former self to make way for transformation and rebirth. It's a pivotal moment that underscores the theme of sacrifice and renewal inherent in the hero's journey. This initial phase of the departure sets the stage for the profound transformations that the hero will undergo as they journey through unknown lands, both external and internal, in pursuit of a higher understanding and the fulfillment of their destiny. Part 2, Deepening the Transformation, the Hero's Transformative Trials. Upon navigating the treacherous belly of the whale, our hero emerges not just alive, but reborn, ready to undertake the profound metamorphoses of the initiation stage. This phase is where the essence of the hero's transformation unfolds, through trials and spiritual encounters that carve out their new, mighty persona. The journey through the initiation begins with the sixth step, called the Road of Trials. Here, our hero faces a series of daunting challenges that serve not only as tests of strength and resolve, but also as catalysts for personal growth. Reflect on the ancient tale of Psyche and her quest for Cupid's love. Confronted by seemingly impossible tasks set by Venus. Each task, whether sorting a vast mix of seeds or fetching water guarded by dragons, pushes Psyche to her limits. Yet, with each trial, she receives timely aid, a common motif underscoring the idea that heroes are never alone in their endeavors. This acceptance of assistance humbles the hero, diminishing the ego and aligning them more closely with their ultimate quest for enlightenment. The aid often arrives symbolically, pointing the hero towards their destined path, a testament to the interconnectedness of all elements in their journey. Progressing along the path, the seventh step emerges as the meeting with the goddess. This encounter represents a confrontation with the ultimate feminine power, embodying creation, love, and even destruction. This profound interaction marks the hero's entry into the deepest core of the quest, where they confront life's dual aspects, creation and cessation, the womb and the tomb. As the journey delves deeper, the hero encounters the woman as the temptress in the eighth step, a challenge testing their willingness to forsake temporal pleasures for a higher spiritual calling. This temptation is not just about sensual allure, but represents all earthly attachments that the hero must transcend. Approaching the zenith of internal conflict, the hero faces the atonement with the Father in the ninth step. This pivotal moment demands the hero reconcile with paternal authority, symbolizing the ultimate struggle with power, discipline, and moral order. In this reconciliation, the hero seeks to balance their internal conflicts and align with divine will, learning to coexist with life's dichotomies. The heroic ascent reaches its climax in the 10th step, apotheosis, where the hero achieves a divine state, having transcended the human condition. Through their trials and tribulations, they glean a profound understanding of the universe, adopting a perspective where dualities such as good and evil or joy and pain are transcended. In this state, the hero embodies enlightenment, exuding compassion and wisdom, devoid of worldly desires. Concluding the initiation stage, the hero grasps the ultimate boon. This is the culminating reward or knowledge for which the entire journey was undertaken. Armed with newfound power and wisdom, the hero captures this prize effortlessly, symbolizing their total transformation and readiness to re-enter the world they left behind. Yet, the story does not end here. While the initiation has prepared the hero with incredible insights and powers, the journey must now turn homeward in the final stage, where these gifts are integrated and shared with the world. Part 3, completing the cycle. The heroes return to share newfound wisdom. The hero's journey culminates not with the acquisition of the boon, but with its sharing. After all, a true hero's purpose lies in uplifting others, a task that requires their return to the community they once departed. This final phase is fittingly termed the return, signaling the hero's move back to their origins, laden with hard-earned insights and transformative wisdom. However, this homecoming is not without its own set of obstacles, as evidenced by the 12th step, the refusal of the return. Overwhelmed by their enlightened state, some heroes feel detached from their earlier lives, questioning the relevance or likelihood of their community grasping the profound transformations they've undergone. However, the narrative thrusts forward with the magic flight, marking the 13th step of the hero's journey. This dramatic escape often involves thrilling pursuits and narrow escapes, particularly if the boon is zealously guarded. Whether through their own cunning or aided by supernatural forces, the hero maneuvers past further magical impediments in a breathtaking race back to the threshold of their known world. Yet, the journey back can require external intervention, giving rise to the 14th step known as rescue from without. Heroes sometimes find themselves trapped, either physically or within their own transcended euphoria, from which they must be extricated. Mythologies worldwide recount secondary quests embarked upon by others to retrieve the ensnared hero, adding layers to the intricate tapestry of the hero's saga. Upon crossing back into familiar territory during the 15th step, the crossing of the return threshold, the hero and their community face a mutual challenge of acceptance and integration. Just as Rip Van Winkle returned to find himself an alien in his own hometown, heroes often confront significant resistance when reintroducing their transformed selves and their profound revelations to a society unprepared for such radical changes. The 16th step, Master of the Two Worlds, signifies the hero's successful melding of the spiritual insights gathered on their quest with the everyday reality of their community. This mastery is not only a personal triumph, but also a transformative display for the community, revealing the ultimate power and wisdom the hero has attained. Such moments, deeply embedded in religious and cultural narratives, underscore a communal realization and acceptance of the hero's elevated stature. Finally, the journey resolves with the 17th step, freedom to live. Having shared their boon, heroes attain a state of contentment, liberated from earthly fears and attachments, viewing existence as an integrated whole. Their enlightenment, now dispersed among their community, ensures that their legacy and learnings perpetuate, granting them peace and the true freedom to live without restraint. Thus, the hero's cycle is complete, embodying a timeless narrative arc that resonates across cultures, reflecting universal human struggles, triumphs, and the enduring quest for knowledge and connection. Final summary. The Hero's Journey, a narrative arc that traces back to the earliest mythologies, serves as a foundation not only for storytelling, but also for the cultural and religious frameworks that shape human understanding across generations. This timeless three-part structure transcends its origins, continuing to impact modern narratives and offering profound insights into the human experience. At its core, The Hero's Journey is not merely about personal achievement or adventure. It underscores a universal aspiration towards self-actualization and the inherent desire to leave an indelible mark on the world. This journey illustrates that true fulfillment comes from the enlightenment we gain and the wisdom we impart to others. Through the shared struggles and triumphs of the hero, we learn that our legacy is secured not by mere memory, but through the positive influences we exert on those around us. By enlightening others and aiding their paths, the principles and insights from our journeys live on, perpetuated by each life we touch. Thus, the hero's journey is more than a story. It's a compelling call to growth, contribution, and the pursuit of a life that resonates through generations, ensuring that even when we are gone, the effects of our journey continue to ripple through time. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.